Hello and welcome to this week's edition of International Media with me, Fabien Yannick Charbonnel. In today's program, we'll first go to Article 19, a free speech organization that just released a study on the state of press freedom in the world. Spoiler alert, press freedom is at its worst level in a decade. Afterwards, we'll head over to Zimbabwe. The country is currently undergoing rapid changes after autocratic leader Robert Mugabe was ousted by the army. But what does this all mean for journalists? We'll ask those questions to one of them.
International media.
Media freedom around the planet has fallen to the lowest level for at least a decade. That's according to a new study released last week by Article 19. Unsurprisingly, Turkey is the country that has experienced the biggest decline, with government censorship imposing obstacles to a free press as journalists get jailed. It's a situation that's slowly becoming the norm there. Brazil, Burundi, Egypt and Poland have also seen steep declines in press freedom. The ranking is based on a new algorithm developed by the NGO. For more on this, we're joined by Article 19 Executive Director Thomas Hugh.
Well, the expression agenda metric measures freedom of expression and information across five different areas, which Article 19 believes are the core components of a healthy, strong and vibrant expression situation or context in any country. It looks at digital rights, it looks at media and press freedom, it looks at protection and impunity, it looks at transparency and access to information, and it looks at civic space and how civil society and media have room to operate. And if you rank based on the data that we've collected together or through VDEM, the regression across most countries in the world, it shows that the situation in all of those spheres, there are some caveats, there are some positive signs, but the situation in all of those five areas is slowly shrinking.
Do we have examples of countries where this is particularly striking?
Absolutely. If you look at countries like Turkey or like Russia, you can see a very strong regression. And of course, the data is from 2006 to 16, so it doesn't capture what's happened necessarily during the course of this year. That we will do next year. But it's very clear when you look at the what we call pentafoils, the visualization of that data that we've created, the large circles shrink very, very tightly down to small, dark knots.
What is happening in countries like Turkey or Russia?
Well, Turkey's arguably one of the biggest regressions. And it's a country in which I think the situation doesn't need too much explanation, but a country in which you have seen the current government over a progressive period of time, but particularly following the attempted coup last year, really squeezing and repressing back across a number of different issues, particularly on independent media and trying to silence media, but also in trying to squeeze digital rights and close down digital space, trying to withhold and close down space for transparency and information, and putting pressure across a whole different range of areas within civil society and civic space as well. So it's a country which in 2006 ranked relatively well, looked quite progressive, looked as if it was on a strong, democratic, human rights respecting path. But in 2016, you can clearly see that it has fallen very, very far down in terms of its respect for human rights.
Is there maybe other threats in other countries, the US, European countries, where things are less obvious, but still there's threats to freedom of expression?
You see in a number of different European countries and North American countries where there are regressions on freedom of expression. Particular obvious areas are around issues of press freedom, particularly in the field of digital rights and mass surveillance and the collection of data across the board, but focusing on media and civil society, obviously. So countries where the indices have shown a decline over the last decade include Poland and Italy, and the UK and the US. And obviously we've seen over the last few months, which is not recorded in the metric for 2016, but over the last months, particular threats to press freedom in countries like the United States, where you now have a president who almost seemingly on a daily basis goes after the media on that charge of allegation of fake news and misinformation and bias and so on.
You were talking about positive things also that you've noticed. Which places improved over the last 10 years?
The biggest single jump, the biggest single progression in ranked by the metric is Tunisia. And of course, between 2006 and 16, Tunisia has gone through the Arab Spring and its revolution and has seen a new, very strong constitution brought in, new rights and guarantees for press freedom and transparency and access to information. So Tunisia very clearly goes from being on the lower end to being really quite far up.
Now on to Zimbabwe. It's been almost a month since a military intervention ended the ruling of autocratic President Robert Mugabe after 37 years. Under his leadership, the African state was one of the most heavily censored nations on earth. While most of the media was under direct or indirect government control, the few independent journalists that remained faced harassment and sometimes imprisonment. But will the situation change now that Emmerson Mnangagwa, the former vice head of Mugabe's party, has taken charge of the country? Journalists there have described a complete shift, but will this hold? Tubani Moyo, the acting director of the Media Institute of Southern Africa office in Zimbabwe, explains what the situation was like before Mugabe was ousted.
The state of the media in Zimbabwe has been by and large deplorable, mainly because of the challenges of the legal framework that is within the country, which is mainly that of the laws that are crafted to stifle freedom of expression, to stifle access to information, and to stifle the ability for the media workers to engage in their day-to-day activities with minimum state interference. This is where we have seen a lot of journalists being arrested. Last year alone, we had 32 cases of situations of harassments, arrests, detentions, or journalists being beaten up by party functionaries at events.
So President Mugabe was deposed a few weeks ago. What do you think will happen now for journalists in the country?
No, we are very cautious of this whole establishment, mainly because the process with which there was a change in leadership and the subsequent installation of a new government, process-wise, gives that very same caution to us to say we must really brace ourselves for a bumpy ride, mainly because if a government is changed through a military coup, and then there's a new administration that is installed by the military, it has set the precedent, it has crossed the line that the civilian activities are mainly determined by civilians. But when the army crosses the line, it comes with it with the excess baggage of strong-handedness in dealing with the civilian issues. This is why we are saying we are monitoring this development with caution.
Zimbabwe has a new president and a transition government now. Do you think he will commit to press freedom?
It's problematic because he did not mention free press in particular. He just mentioned a sweeping statement that the country should respect democratic values. But basing from his engagement with the media before he took over as the second executive president in Zimbabwe, when he was clarifying the contentious issue of succession that he wanted to clarify, he barred private media from attending briefings, and he only invited state-controlled media, which by its nature gives us an impression that he does not view the media in a wholesale picture.
So I'm wondering, what is the mood amongst journalists right now in the country?
It is a very dangerous environment, mainly because it is new to everyone. We have never known of it happening. It's new to everyone, and it has caught almost everyone off guard. It has serious chilling effects.
This was Tubani Moyo, the acting director of MISA Zimbabwe. And this brings us to the end of this week's International Media with me, Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel.